Asian Voice News, your global link. The Council of Churches in Zambia urges President Hichilema to reconsider stance on former President Lungu's burial. Energy expert predicts surge in fuel prices amid global tensions. And ECOWAS leaders meet in Abuja amid regional tensions and leadership transition. Good afternoon. With Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ General Secretary Emmanuel Chikoya has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to reconsider his position and allow the burial of former President Edgar Lungu to take place in Zambia, even if it means not attending the funeral himself. Father Chikoya said the conditions set by the Lungu family regarding President Hichilema's presence at the funeral may need to be respected in order to facilitate the repatriation and burial of the late former head of state on Zambian soil. He cautioned that burying the former president in South Africa would be highly irregular and could set a concerning precedent for the nation. He said this today when he featured on Christian Voices' chatback program on the topic, as the church failed to mediate in the state funeral impasse. If necessary, the president must take a step back, delegate, and not attend the funeral for the sake of moving forward on this matter, said Father Chikoya. He emphasized that national unity, tradition, and respect for the office of the presidency, both past and present, should guide the handling of the burial arrangements.
If it's a felt need of the family, for example, president should not personally be in attendance, so what do we, why not delegate? Why not delegate? You know, yes, it's awkward, but unusual situations, unusual circumstances may demand unusual responses. And it will appear, you know, the problem that we have as human beings is that we think they now have lost, then they have won. But sometimes backing down and then allowing certain things to happen may not necessarily be a loss.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has expressed concern over the manner in which the Ministry of Justice is handling the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 debate and legislative process, describing it as lacking legitimacy and public support. Institute Executive Director Solomon Ngoma warned that pushing Bill 7 through Parliament without incorporating feedback from key stakeholders would be a grave mistake. Presenting Bill 7 in its current form could be suicidal, especially given the ministry's disregard for widespread stakeholder advice, said Mr. Ngoma in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He drew parallels with the Cyber Crimes Act, which he said was enacted with controversial clauses that threaten freedom of expression and undermine the protection of whistleblowers. Fears, he believes, could be repeated in Bill 7 if public voices continue to be ignored. He therefore stressed the importance of transparency, inclusivity, and responsiveness in Zambia's legislative processes, calling on the ministry to meaningfully engage stakeholders in amending the proposed law.
The people of Zambia deserve a legislative process that are transparent, inclusive, and reflective of their needs and their rights. It is imperative that the Minister of Justice prioritizes the concerns of stakeholders and engages in a meaningful consultation to ensure that the Act is amended to address the legitimate concerns raised. We call upon the UPND government to demonstrate its commitment to upholding human rights and the rule of law by taking immediate action to review and amend the Cyber Crimes Act.
Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has warned Zambians to prepare for a potential rise in fuel prices following heightened geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Dr. Chikwanda attributed the looming price hike to the Iranian parliament's decision to shut down a key oil shipping route in response to recent U.S. airstrikes on nuclear sites in Iran. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chikwanda explained that the disruption in global oil supply is expected to trigger a spike in international oil prices, which will inevitably affect local fuel costs due to reduced inventories on the global market. Although Zambia may not immediately feel the impact because of the kwacha's recent appreciation, the effects are likely to be felt in the long run, said Dr. Chikwanda. He further urged the government to establish strategic petroleum reserves to cushion the country from future global supply shocks, arguing that the current fuel procurement model is proven costly. Dr. Chikwanda also emphasized the importance of boosting intra-Africa trade, particularly in fuel sourcing, to reduce dependency on markets outside the continent.
Which money will consumers are buying from fuel, there is a small amount of money which is collected for strategic petroleum reserves. That money is supposed to be going to the building of strategic reserves, you know, although it has been aggregated into the energy fund. So there is a need to start building strategic fuel inventories in the country. What about that? The second which I can immediately think of, which we have again been advised the government, is to participate in intra-Africa trade.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia has called on political stakeholders to uphold peace and engage in issue-based campaigns as the country prepares for upcoming by-elections in various constituencies and wards. Advocates Executive Director Elias Mulenga emphasized the importance of prioritizing development-focused dialogue and avoiding divisive language or personal attacks during the campaign period. This is to ensure that the by-elections are conducted in a free, fair and peaceful manner that truly reflects the will of the Zambian people, said Mr. Mlenga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He urged political parties, candidates and supporters to align their messages with President Hakainde Hichilema's continued call for peace, unity and national development. Mr. Mlenga also appealed to all participants to adhere strictly to the electoral code of conduct and to demonstrate political maturity and respect for democratic values. This week on Thursday, voters go to the polls to elect a new Member of Parliament in Lumezi constituency of Eastern Province, while the country will also have ward by-elections in Sivalala ward of Milenge district in Lopula province and Tua ward of Sikongo district in Western province.
We wish to call upon all political players to adhere to the electoral code of conduct. They should emphasize that throughout their campaigns, they preach peace and national unity. Above all, the campaigns should be issue-based and not name-calling or finger-pointing. Let's ensure that we maintain the peace that the nation has always enjoyed. By doing so, we can ensure that the by-elections are conducted in a free, fair and peaceful manner.
We now join Chela Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
A great afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, the Business Size. As usual, bond application results are out. The government was looking for 1.8 billion kwacha, believe it or not, well subscribed, 2.5 billion kwacha, and they have cherry picked 2.4, ranging between 7 years, 10 and 15 years investment years. That actually has lifted up that application, right? And of course, we go into stock markets, where I'm looking at the Saga Stock Exchange on 25 to 1, and I've seen, though the volumes were low, CEC and Airtel are leading the market. Dow Jones on 42.08775, that is FTSE 100, with Brent crude on $76.88 a barrel, $73.65 a barrel, that is jet fuel. The currency wise, 1.34 pound, 1.14 euro, and of course, African rand with a lot of actually activity in the rand. Rand needed on the market. I don't know what's happening, please, so much between South Africa and Zambia. High likely movements of people are there. 18.01, that is a rand against the dollar. 7.18 Chinese, 1.64 Australian dollars, which is stronger than our US dollar. Commodity CDS again continues there. Copper price staging, trading as high as $9.618 a ton, $14.814 nickel. And of course, 581.18, that is your wheat international market. 431, that is corn maize. 1057 soybeans. And 3361.32, that is gold lava. So all in all, where kwacha is concerned, there is slightly a demand for the dollar on the market, and the banks have gone up 2360 on average. 2360, that's why they're selling in and buying at 2310. Yeah, so looks like this demand wabo kwacha can lose a bit of some.